The plan would borrow $6 billion from this treasury fund that's essentially the state's main checking account. It's holding tens of billions of dollars, but it doesn't earn much interest. State Finance Director Michael Cohen says CalPERS can invest that money at a much higher rate of return, and it'll reduce the state's pension liabilities.
By putting this extra $6 billion to CalPERS now, we are able to lower our long-term contribution rates by an average of 2.1% of payroll. That's savings of $11 billion over the next number of years.
The state would spend more than $400 million this year, the first of about 8 years of payments for the loan. But a report from the state's legislative analyst's office says the Brown administration hasn't conducted fiscal or legal reviews that would typically accompany such a complex financial maneuver. Nick Schroeder co-authored the report.
It's possible that the state could get savings from this proposal. In fact, we think it's probably highly likely. But really, there just needs to be more analysis done.
And the clock is ticking. Lawmakers and the governor have less than a month to agree on a budget. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Bradford.